Get it back, Eddie.
Welcome.
Light him up, Eddie.
To Triple M's Crowcast.
Kick the goal, Eddie Betts.
With Jarz and Louie.
Oh, he's a marvellous football player.
Crows fans, oh, it's a good day to be alive, isn't it? Jarz and Louie here from the Rush Hour 104.7 Triple M.
45,000 turned up in those conditions, Louie. Very proud of the fans.
Hats off to the lovely
boys
supporters.
Love it.
Well done, I tell you what. And what a game of footy did the boys produce. I couldn't have been more impressed, Juice, more impressed.
What do you call us again?
The lovely boys.
Yeah, okay.
You know my method to my madness, big guy.
All right.
Give me a shout out if you like too, Crows fans, on Twitter, at Darlewis _. I'm loving the work going on there.
What about this next bloke?
If you hear this, if you get this before 6:40 tonight, you'll be tuning in to the Channel 9 News, probably the only time you watch Channel 9 News. 6:40, the great Warren Gary Treadray, Port Adelaide skipper, premiership skipper, will be wearing your club's tie to announce the success of the Crows. And at the end, we'll say the Crows were too good.
Beautiful.
The better team.
Well
check
done.
It all out. And check this out. We caught up. We showed our medalist times three. The one and only part-time member, I stress, part-time member of the Jarman Academy. Big Sammy Jacobs. Here's our chat with Big Sauce. Enjoy it. Have yourselves a great week. I would assume there's no better week to be alive as a Crows fan than a smashing in a showdown. And I shall see you all in September on the big stage when you meet my boys. Have fun. Tell you what you mean.
When you want to know the real story, you go straight to the source.
Look at Big Sauce Jacobs.
It's Sam Sauce Jacobs on the Rush Hour.
Not once, not twice. Three-time showdown medalist on our great show. And didn't the boys get around him? Welcome, Big Sammy. Congrats.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, that was total domination from the first bounce until the last minute of that last quarter. Where did that come from? Has that been building? Because Port Adelaide had no hope. You're a class above that football side. And you led the charge early with your beautiful ruck work against Paddy Ryder Sauce. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. It was obviously a great start to the game. I think we've been pretty consistent in terms of our contest stuff all year. I think we're getting better at starting the game as well. But to be honest, it's probably a bit of a reflection of last week. We actually didn't come to play last week and we sort of got showed up. You know, we're 50 points down against Collingwood. So it was really going to be really important to come out and start well against Port, who obviously in pretty good form themselves. So, it was really nice to start well, but it would have been a bit better to kick a bit straighter.
We're hearing a lot of players around the AFL who are out of form at the moment actually asking club doctors if they can have their appendix out.
He's the magic man, isn't he, Edward?
It's crazy, isn't it, to think that, you know, 12 days ago he couldn't even stand up straight.
Yeah.
And now he's doing that. But to be honest, I'd absolutely be full confidence he'd get back.
Yeah.
If you look at Eddie's record, he hasn't missed too many games, you know, at all. So he's a class act to let alone play, to play like that's just unreal.
If we could just fix the yips, and he admitted on Triple M Footy after the game, that 35-metre out shot, that's the one. He needs to throw it on the ground source, pick it up and snap it.
That's a bad idea.
I'm serious.
Yeah, have a go at it.
He makes it look too easy, doesn't he?
Oh, he's just I told him last night, on behalf of Adelaide, we love you.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you should stop short of Adelaide either. I think it's probably
exactly. I was probably selling it short.
Sauce, you were going into this game. You were obviously playing against a very good ruckman in Paddy Ryder, who was obviously the number one All-Australian ruckman until yesterday. Just talk about your build-up and your preparation against Paddy Ryder, because you dominated him yesterday.
Yeah, I thought, you know, going into this week, I've actually sort of set myself for the past month. I've had Gorn, Grundy, Zach Smith and now Ryder the last 4 weeks. So, you know, it's a really important game to come with the right frame of mind. And, you know, I really did my homework. I went back, had a look at, you know, what didn't work so well and what worked well last time I played him. And it's just really important to come in and compete strongly for the boys to give our midfield first uses. As you saw, especially in those conditions, that you can really play the ball in, you know, our half.
Sauce, what you're doing is smashing stereotypes, and that is that ruckmen aren't that smart. Now, I'm going to give you some examples. You know yourself how much work you put in, but for those who don't, Ryder had hold of you in that first showdown for 2.5 quarters, and then you made a subtle change, and I won't say it on air because I don't want to give away your trade secrets, but you changed your tack and you turned the game around. You did similar things last week when things weren't going well against Collingwood, and again in that third quarter on the weekend when the centre clearances were 8-1 in your favour and Brady Crouch ran from the square and kicked a goal. Some of your work in there in just your adjustment to deal with a bloke who likes to jump and jump over the top was just outstanding, mate. So I tell you what, I give you a
You're
pass.
Taking your lid off.
The professor. I'm giving it to the big sword.
Calling the professor.
I'm telling you right now.
Thanks, Lou. That's some really kind words there, mate. But it's not just a matter of going out there and playing the game. There is a lot of work that goes into it. And it's good to, I guess, when you can make some adjustments, get some reward, you can't just have one weapon these days.
Mate, I'm up and about. I'll give you one piece of advice. I've been there and I didn't win it. And I reckon this is the reason. You can ask Matty Nix. The cup will travel around the countryside very, very soon. And it may come past you. You might be at some kind of promotion. It may be presented. Do not ever touch it. Don't lay hands on it. Nixie and I had a photo with it, and I am convinced to this day that it was a jinx, that I touched it and I felt the glory of it when I didn't deserve it, and therefore on the big day and the big stage we got rock and rolled. So if you see if
advice.
Anyone asks you to get it, not even with gloves on, Sauce, don't touch it.
That's actually some really good advice. I'm not much of a superstitious person, but I think you definitely set yourself up there if you take your eyes elsewhere.
Yeah, so...
Lou, do you think you jinxed Port Adelaide by putting that bet on between Treads and I during the week? Okay. So
the question...
the jinx is still alive, but it's Louis' jinx with Port Adelaide.
The question is, who am I working for when I call them the lovely boys? What am I aiming for? One bloke said thank you the other week on this show. What am I working? Am I a double agent? What am I just? People are looking at me going, does he barrack for Sydney at all? Who is this man? What is he, the puppet master? Is he making it all happen from afar? Pikey's thanking me. He's loving my work at the moment. I'm loving your work, Sauce. I am loving
proud of you, mate, and proud of the boys. So a few more games to go. So I'm going to try and keep a little lid on it. But overall, enjoy the win and get ready for this week against Essendon.
Thanks very much, boys.
Sauce,
forward to see what happens.
He's not keeping a lid on it. He had an omen. He's just told the family before. He was in the backyard.
Oh, no.
I don't know whether he was Starkers or not.
Oh, no.
There was an omen. There was some bird life that's not normally in that area that was in his backyard. And he swears... They were eyeballing him. They were eyeballing him.
I got a message.
Yep. It was a message from God.
See you, mate.
Very good, boys. Have a good one.
Well done, mate. And again, three-time showdown medalists will look great when our TV show Turf Talk finally gets up.
See you, mate.
Me, you and Tomo.
Thanks.
Sauce.
Thanks, boys.
Oh, well done. There he is, the three-time showdown medalist, Big Sammy Jacobs of the Adelaide Crows on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, 104.7 Triple M. A record margin in showdown 43 yesterday. Normally the saying is winners are grinners, Jars.
Mm-hmm.
But on this program, on the Rush Hour, winners control the audio button. So Murph, fire away some of the highlights of the Crows' emphatic demolition for Port Adelaide yesterday.
Charlie Cameron is away. His speed, he goes hard. Goes all the way to the goal square. Getting under it, Jonas. Jack Walker. That's a brilliant mark. Spills out McGovern. Betts.
Yes,
have a look at this. Eddie Betts. What a ripping goal. He just sold it to Westhoff. I know he's in the square, but then he whacked it through to the riverbank stand in.
He kicked the previous goal with a snap. This one from 55. It's going long. It's right there. Walker gets another one.
He kicks a goal, a consolation goal for Charlie Dixon on the siren. And the Crows, they have thrashed their crosstown rivals, Port Adelaide, here at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, it's a tough day at the office for Dits. And Roo said, God, pity me, I had 3 hours with him this morning. It's a good line. It's a good line. Tell you what, I know you are trying to keep a lid on this thing, and well played to you. You are learning
it's hard,
the
but
job.
I am.
Tell you what, right now, though, I've booked my accommodation in September last week. I just spoke to management, locked the show in. We're coming out of Melbourne. You boys are in. You're going to make it.
Jeez, you've...
You can quote me on that.
There you go.
I don't normally do that. I was most impressed. And I'll tell you what, be a good game between you guys and my guys, if the draw works out that way.
It may happen.
And then there will be a real bet on that, won't there, big man? Fantastic. So many superlatives we can talk about, but I need to sort of shift across now. You've got a great story.
Something happened this morning at 8:40 a.m. this morning. 8:40 a.m. this morning. Time. Something happened to me in the backyard at Henley Beach.
Time stopped. Now, I must warn you, I'm free-balling today, so this could be interesting.
What?
It's no undie money, free-balling. I've got an opener for it later.
Just tell me, what did we win by this morning?
84 points.
So what did I say then? 8:40 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Stealing a segment off the bounce. Numerology.
Oh, yeah.
Numerology.
Now,
send it in.
I was out the back looking after... our three dogs.
Do you mind if I ask this question? And it's not a sexual one.
No.
What were you wearing?
No, I was in my footy shorts and my Crows jumper.
Because you have been known to be at the back with nothing on. That's
absolutely. That's true. Yeah. So here I am, Lou, just looking after my dogs and making sure they've got water and they're all rugged up. And
in your kit.
In my footy gear, right? At 8:40 this morning, I was that excited because I just got off the phone to Big Sam.
Yeah.
My boys.
Had a debrief.
We'll have a chat. Now, I could hear a noise in the background down at Henley Beach. I could just hear this.
Sounds pretty close.
And I've never heard that sound of 27 years living down at Henley, ever.
Not that type of bird life?
Ever. And I've gone, oh, hello, that rings a bell.
Sign.
I turned around and I glanced to the right and there were two crow birds sitting on the power lines looking at me. I was looking at them for about a minute. And they were doing that. Now,
why haven't we got the Graham Kennedy one?
Oh, I can't do that.
Lou, that is an omen. That is a message I've been sent.
Yeah.
Now, the left-hand crow bird flew off first, followed by his lover or his girlfriend. They went.
Could have been mates.
They took off together.
Buzz the tower.
And they were doing this on the way out, saying to me, hey, she's on. Something special is going to happen.
Jazz. Well, and when they flew off, was it the first? Jazz.
Fuck.
Keep your clothes on. Jazz.
Pike the Conqueror.
Where's Mazza?
So that's what happened to me this morning. Something's happened. Something's happened. I've been blessed by the crow birds.
I'm telling you. Can you feel
Play it again, Sean.
Can you feel it?
I can feel it. Louis, we don't get crow birds down at Henley Beach. Two of them on the power lines looking over the back of my backyard.
You know I'm big into miracles.
Mate, I'm telling you.
Two actions you need to be canonised.
Two of them.
All right.
At 8:40 a.m. this morning.
Phones are open for the entire show. If you live in the Henley Beach area and you've never heard of crows, can you verify this? Because if you can, this is almost sainthood stuff for you and the cameras.
I'm telling you.
All right.
And they were very healthy crow birds too.
Did they defecate?
No, not at all. Whoa. Not at all.
That's a sign.
Not at all.
Wow.
So I got a message.
Yep.
I reckon it's from my late mother. There you go.
Reincarnated.
I reckon it's my mum saying that, yep, this year, Andre, the boys are going to do it this year, Andre.
How does a Scottish crow sound?
Oh, I don't know. And it's not a jazz jinx either, Luke.
If it was your mum, she probably would have said, maybe lose some weight.
No,
get a bit healthier. And what are you doing in that ridiculous outfit at your age?
Oh, I'm up, Lou. I'm up.
Keep a lid on it. Nice.
The message has been told.
Thanks for tuning in to the Triple M Crowcast with Jazz and Louie.